Is a drought and dry spell kind of the same thing?
Same thing.
What's it like?
No rain falling.
For
many weeks.
Okay. If there's no wind, it's absolutely still, and then all of a sudden you begin to feel it. What do you say the wind is doing? You say
rising.
The wind is rising. When the wind begins to subside, you might say the wind is
dying.
Okay. How about for
fading?
Any other terms you can think of?
Gone. The wind is gone.
How about letting up?
Letting up. Yes. That's
if you were going to tell me that the wind is dying down or something.
Letting up.
How would you probably say it? You'd say, gee, did you notice the wind is...
The wind is letting up. Slightening.
Okay. How about when it's... when you feel...
Not so hard.
How about when the wind... when you do feel the wind, when it's getting to be more and more...
The wind is stronger. The wind is blowing. Or the wind is rising.
You might say, well, you ought to feel it outside. The wind is really...
blowing.
Okay, or... picking up, I think you said before, didn't you?
Picking up.
Okay. If it didn't snow, but it was cold in the morning, there's whiteness on the grass.
Frost.
Okay. Would you say we had a...
we had a frost this morning.
Okay. If it becomes very cold and the ground becomes stiff, you might say we had a...
freeze.
Okay. We're talking about that verb. When the temperature drops below 32 degrees, the water...
froze.
When the temperature drops below 32 degrees, the water...
freezes.
Okay. Last night, the water in the pond...
froze.
That water hasn't...
frozen.
Many times. Flies will bother. A very thin layer of ice might be called what?
A sheet. A sheet of ice.
Okay, how, any other terms you can think of?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, can you name the rooms of the house where you were born?
Mm-hmm, that front hall. Living room, sitting room, dining room, bedroom, kitchen.
And these rooms are all downstairs?
Back porch, front porch. This was a very old-fashioned house, though, where I was born, because it was old at that time. It was my grandmother's house.
Oh, wow. That's
so
neat.
It really was... see, old at that time. It was a house that had been built by one of the prominent citizens in Atlanta, and now the picture of it is out at the Swan House, the Historical Society House. And my grandmother then later moved into it after he built, I guess, maybe a smaller house,
mm-hmm.
after his children married. I was trying to think of his name. Anyway, it was quite a large house.
How about the upstairs rooms? What was upstairs?
Parlor. There was a parlor in it. I should have called it the parlor instead of the living room in that house. Because it was kept closed up except, you know,
yeah.
Christmas, company, Easter.
And did you have bedrooms upstairs?
Yes, upstairs were bedrooms. Bathroom, wide hall, storerooms.
Go ahead.
So.
Just keep